So, have you seen the latest news coming out of the TUN ecosystem? They've finally hit that pivotal milestone we've been waiting for.
Oh, absolutely. The Catchin 2 consensus upgrade is a game changer. It was built specifically to tackle those latency issues that have always dragged down digital finance.
I know. Remember how long a transaction used to take on the Layer 1 protocol?
Yeah, roughly 10 seconds to settle. But with Catchin 2, they've shifted to sub-second finality. We're talking validating blocks in well under 1 second.
That is insane. In DeFi, speed literally makes or breaks the user experience.
Exactly. When funds finalize instantly, users get that seamless flow without the slippage issues we see during high-latency windows.
And it's not just finance. Think about the gaming sector.
Right. Plateworn games need rapid state changes. If a player makes a complex move with asset transfers, a delay could freeze the game's state.
Sub-second finality fixes that. It keeps interactions real-time.
Achieving those speeds on a sovereign layer, one, is a massive engineering achievement.
It proves you can handle the trilemma, scalability, security, and decentralization, at once.
They are leveraging decades of research into distributed systems to allow for high availability.
That matters a lot as they onboard millions of new users.
And as the network grows, congestion usually slows things down.
But the efficiency gains from Catchin 2 mean the network can handle the load without losing that speed.
This sets a new standard for what a public blockchain can actually achieve.
Developers can now build apps that need near-instant settlement, knowing the infrastructure supports it.
It creates this positive feedback loop. Better performance attracts users, which attracts more devs.
As the industry matures, speed and cost become the main differentiator.
By fixing latency head-on, TUN is definitely a serious contender for the future of internet money.
In conclusion, this transition is a pivotal moment.
It bridges the gap between technical potential and what everyday users actually expect.
As the network evolves, it stands as a powerful example of how foundational upgrades can transform the digital economy.